In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Take God out of the world, and it will be filled with idols. St. John Vianney said, "Remove the priest from a parish, and in a few years they will worship the beasts." Did he exaggerate? The truth is that the more modern men move away from God, the more they desperately seek magicians, spiritists, fortune tellers, sorcerers, seers. As faith in God decreases, the belief in superstition increases. Everything that refers to the occult or esotericism has more and more acceptance every day because men seek help to be able to free themselves from their evils and be happy. If you are one who is looking for the truth and happiness, do not fall into the insatiable jaws of magicians, sorcerers, shamans, spiritists, or fortune tellers and seers. Please watch this video carefully. We will talk to you briefly about these things to give you a correct orientation and so you can avoid falling into the trap of so many tricksters who seek to get rich at your expense and who in addition take you away from God and lead you by the hand towards the dark kingdom of Satan. We wish you the best, that you are an authentic Christian. And don't forget to help many others, especially young people who are disoriented, so that they can find in the many labyrinths of life the path that leads them to Jesus, the only way, truth, and life of our life. Esotericism is a word that designates everything that is known to a small circle of people who are called the initiates. These small circles cannot be publicly revealed, such as hand or card reading techniques, rituals to make love potions, spells to guess the future. It also refers to formulas for invoking spirits or ways of making pacts with the devil. In a word, it refers to hidden things. For this reason, some call it occultism, as it tries to dominate hidden forces unknown to the majority, which are manifested through magic, witchcraft, divination, shamanism, spiritism, vampirism, Satanism. Many of these practices and rituals can be learned in schools of magic or in secret groups of spiritism or Satanism. They can also be read in some books that talk about these topics. Now it is easier to learn about these things through the internet, where one can contact wizards and witches from anywhere in the world, view their web pages, contact them by phone, and even learn many simple practices. For example, there are young students who learn from some magicians to perform certain rites or magic formulas to conquer the man or woman of their dreams. And in this way, without realizing it, they enter a dark and evil world, even if they do it out of curiosity. Many people who feel empty inside and whose life has no meaning look for something to dedicate their own lives to, and many times they find it in esoteric groups and sects. And they are falling more and more into the nets of evil spirits. Others, seeking higher powers, fall into any superstition. Superstition is the deviation of religious feeling and of the practices this feeling imposes. It can even affect the worship we offer the true God when one attributes an importance in some way magical to certain practices otherwise lawful or necessary. To attribute the efficacy of prayers or of sacramental signs to their mere external performance, apart from the interior dispositions that they demand, is to fall into superstition. Catechism of the Catholic Church 2111. This is a sin against the first commandment. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. There are a lot of magazines with a lot of magical, esoteric, and superstitious content. For example, there are magazines that say that people born under a specific sign are told, "This is the ideal month for love. On the 13th, write on a red piece of paper the name of the person you like. Give it some time and the situation will improve." It also talks about how to solve their problems. These superstitions are in addition to others that many people believe. These magazines say that certain animals give bad luck. Luck does not exist. Some ask for holy water from seven churches to have an intense effect. In some places, they have a superstitious habit of having a plant called the magic plant or the plant of happiness. They must water it once a day, expressing a wish and uttering a particular word, and they believe that everything will be fulfilled. There are also those who get candles or incense or herbs for luck from the magicians. The magicians themselves have images in their offices, or say some prayers to reassure clients and make their anti-Christian rites more effective. There are many unaware persons who read the horoscopes in the newspaper or in magazines as if they were infallible. Many consult them as a practical guide for their lives, to see if they will do well in a business, or in the choice of a partner, or to decide on any personal problem, instead of trusting God and His providence. There are those who plan their children to be born under a specific sign of the zodiac, which will give them better luck, as if the destiny of each one were written in the stars. These ardent followers of horoscopes do not realize that the belief that the universe is surrounded by 12 constellations, which give rise to the 12 signs of the zodiac, has long been known as wrong, as modern science has discovered that there are not 12 constellations, but 14, which makes all the horoscopes based on the 12 signs of the zodiac wrong. Furthermore, trying to know the future through the stars is forbidden by God, who tells us in His Word, "You have had many tiring consultations. Let the astrologers come forward now and save you, the stargazers who announce month by month what will happen to you next. Look, they are like wisps of straw. The fire will burn them up. They will not save their lives from the power of the flame. No embers these for keeping warm, no fire to sit beside. Such will your wizards prove to be for you, for whom you have worked so hard since you were young, each wandering his own way. None of them can save you." Isaiah chapter 47, verse 13 to verse 15. The Church tells us that superstition represents in a certain way a perversion by excess of religion. Catechism of the Catholic Church 2110. God can reveal the future to His prophets or to other saints. Still, a sound Christian attitude consists in putting oneself confidently into the hands of Providence for whatever concerns the future, and giving up all unhealthy curiosity about it. Catechism of the Catholic Church 2115. As for divination, there are many ways to perform it. We all know the fortune teller who practices it through the crystal ball. Others guess by means of the cards, or cartomancy, or by means of the lines of the hand, or palmistry, or by means of the dreams, or oniromancy, or by the light of the candles, or by the tarot. About divination in general, God Himself tells us, "There must never be anyone among you who makes his son or daughter pass through the fire of sacrifice, who practices divination, who is soothsayer, augur or sorcerer, weaver of spells, consulter of ghosts or mediums, or necromancer. For anyone who does these things is detestable to Yahweh your God." Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 10 to verse 12. "You will eat nothing with blood in it. You will not practice divination or magic. You will not round off your hair at the edges or trim the edges of your beard. You will not gash your bodies when someone dies, and you will not tattoo yourselves. I am Yahweh. Do not profane your daughter by making her a prostitute, or the country itself will become prostituted and filled with incest. You will keep my Sabbaths and revere my sanctuary. I am Yahweh. Do not have recourse to the spirits of the dead or to magicians. They will defile you. I, Yahweh, am your God." Leviticus chapter 19, verse 26 to verse 31. In the Catechism of the Catholic Church, it is said in number 2116, "All forms of divination are to be rejected. Recourse to Satan or demons, conjuring up the dead, or other practices falsely supposed to unveil the future. Consulting horoscopes, astrology, palm reading, interpretation of omens and lots, the phenomena of clairvoyance, and recourse to mediums all conceal a desire for power over time, history, and in the last analysis, other human beings, as well as a wish to conciliate hidden powers. They contradict the honor, respect, and loving fear that we owe to God alone." The fathers of the Church from the first centuries condemned these divination practices. For this reason, there is an absolute incompatibility between the realization of these practices and being a Christian. They could not even attend as mere spectators, as they are not exempt from dangers and the influence of evil. You should avoid going to fortune tellers at all costs, even if they have many religious hallmarks and say that they work only with white magic, and their talismans or objects that supposedly bring luck or free others from harm should not be accepted. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.